So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of finding an answer to the following question. Why do we need Aleha to teach that an Erva is Asur for Yibum? Why would we think that it's Mutter? After all, we have concluded Eina Se Doicha Loisa Se Shish Bekars. On the previous daf, the Gemara suggested the first of three answers. Hoil the Ishtri Ishtri. Since we are already Matur, the Isra of Eishas Ach, in order to perform the Mitzvah of Yibum, we would be Matur, the Isra of Achais Isha as well. However, the Gemara in this daf explains that the halacha of Hoil the Ishtri Ishtri applies only in the case where the Chazi laid the Beini Beini. The first Isra was already lifted before the second Isra came into effect. As in the case of Mitzayra, where by Yom Shmini on the morning of the eighth day he was already Yatza Bishosh Hiru'uya Lehevi Bakarban, in a time frame fit to bring his karbanas, and Mutal Lahaknas Yadav Lebahinas, permitted to extend his hands into the Azar despite the Tumas Mitzayra. And then, Varah carried by Bayoim, he became Tami during the day. Only then do we say, Hoyo V'ishtri Ishtri. Since the first Isser, that of Tumas Mitzayra, became Mutter for the purpose of bringing his karbanas, the second Isser of Tumas Kari also becomes Mutter, and it does not prevent him from Lahaknas Yadav Lebahinas. However, Belayel Shemini on the night of the eighth day, he was not yet Yatsi B'shosh Hiru'uy Lehevi B'karban. And therefore he was still also Lahaknas Yadav Lebahinas because of Tumas Mitzayra. And if Ra carried Belayel Shemini, he became Tami during the night, we do not say Hoyel V'ishtri Ishtri, because the first Isser had not yet become Mutter when the second Isser took effect, and he remains also Lahaknas Yadav Lebahinas. Similarly by Yibim, we would only say Hoyel V'ishtri Ishtri in the case of Nasa Meis Umeis, V'achkach Nosachai. Reuven the Baal first married Sarah, and she became Aser to his brother Shimon because of Eishes Ach. When Reuven died, she fell to Shimon the Yavim for Yibum, and the Iser Eishes Ach became Mutter. Before performing Yibum, Shimon married Sarah's sister Rivka, which now makes Sarah the Yavama Achais Ishtai. In this case, the Chazi laid the Beini Beini, since at one point she was permitted for Yibum. Therefore, based on Hod the Ishtri Ishtri, we would say, Migud the Ishtri Ishtri Eishes Ach, Ishtri Nami Isra Achais Isha. Since the first Isra, that of Eishes Ach, became Mutter for the purpose of Yibum, the second Isra of Achais Ishtri also becomes Mutter, and it does not prevent him from performing Yibum. The Gemara concludes that indeed, it is for this case only that we need Aleha to teach that nevertheless, she is Asa for Yibum because of the Isra of Achais Ishtri. However, in the case of Nosa Meis, V'loi Meis, V'achkach Nosa Chai, Reuven married Sarah. Shimon then married the sister Rivka before Shimon died, and certainly where Nosa Chai v'achkach Nosa Meis, Shimon married Rivka before Reuven even married Sarah, lo yichazi leklal. The Avaman never became permitted for Yibum when Reuven died. Then we do not say, Hoyel b'ishtri ishtri, because the first Isra of Eishes Ach had not yet become Mutter when the second Isra of Achais Ishtri took effect, and she remains also for Yibum. Therefore in this case, we do not need Aleha to teach that she is also for Yibum. It must be pointed out that of the Chamesh Esri Arayis mentioned in the Mishnah, in most cases the Yavama is already an Erva before Mises Habal. We need Aleha only in cases where the Yavama becomes an Erva after Mises Habal. This is the first of three explanations of why we need Aleha. 2. Ibois Eima Asib Hekeshim Derbiyoina. The Pasuk at the conclusion of the Parsha of Arayis and Parsha Kedoshim says, Ki kol asher yasim kol te'ebus ha'ela v'nichrasu. Rabbi Yehuda taught that this is a hekesh, which compares all these three arayos to one another. Based on this hekesh, we would say, Ma Eishes Ach Sharya Av Kol Arayos Nami Sharyan. Just as Eishes Ach becomes Mutter for Yibim, so too might all other arayos become Mutter for Yibim. Therefore, Kazer Rachman Aleha to teach otherwise, that Achais Ishta is Asa for Yibim. We then turn around and use this very hekesh to teach that like Achais Ishta, all arayos are Asa for Yibim. The Gemara explains that we compare all the other arayos to Achais Ishtai rather than to Eishes Ach for two reasons. L'kula v'chumra l'chumra makshin. When a hekesh can go both ways, we use a l'chumra rather than l'kula. Hacha trei suri v'hacha trei suri. Matrei matrei alfinan. In the case of Yibum, all arayos are similar to Achais Ishtai in that they present two isurim to the Yavam, that of Eishes Ach and Achais Ishtai. Aval hacha chad isura v'trei mechad l'yafinan. In a simple case of Yibum, there is only one Isser, that of Eishes Ach. A third explanation for Aleha is as follows. Rava Amar, Erva lo yitzricha kra, de'ina se doicha lo yitzrich b'karas, ki yitzrich kra l'meis tzara. Rava maintains that the word Aleha is indeed not necessary to teach that an Erva is also for Yibum, because it is understood based on the principle of ein ase doicha lo yitzrich b'karas. However, after some discussion, Rav explains. The pasuk in full reads, "V'isha l'chaisa loistikach litzro legals arvasa aleha b'chayeha." The word litzro indicates shtein asuris. Both the achais isha and the tzara are forbidden because litzro implies plural. They each become a tzara for the other. The words legalis arvasa indicate hi asura b'tzaras muteres. The achais isha is forbidden, but the tzara is permitted because it is written in the singular. How do we reconcile the two? Misvara, logically, we would say that shtein asuris is in the case of shaloi b'makom mitzvah, where there is no mitzvah sibim, hence no reason to be lenient. And hi asura b'tzaras muteres is in the case of a makom mitzvah, where mitzvah sibim is a reason to allow the yavam to marry the tzara. Therefore, we need the gzeir shava, Allah halau, to teach us b'makom olau hu da'asira. Shaloi b'makom olau sharia, it's actually the reverse. B'makom mitzvah shtein asuris. In a yibim situation, even the tzara is asur, and shalai b'makom mitzah, hi asura b'tzaras muteres. In a non-yibim situation, the tzara is mutter. The Gemara cites a braisa where Rebbe derives this halacha from another pasuk. Rebbe yomra, v'lakach ulakacha, v'yibim v'yibma, lest the tzara svarais. The pasuk regarding yibim says, yivama yavay aleha l'kacha loy l'isha v'yibma. The yavim shall take the yivama in yibim. By saying ulakacha rather than v'lakach, the term meant to stress, as Rashi says, Zu v'le'acheres, he shall take her and not the other one. Simply understood, this means that he shall take only a regular Yavama who is not an Erva, but not a Yavama who is an Erva. However, as explained earlier according to Rabbah, we don't need a pasuk to teach us that an Erva is Asr for Yibim because it's understood based on the principle of Ein Asid Dechalei Seishish Bekaris. Therefore, we must say that this pasuk teaches that Saras Erva is also Asr for Yibim. How? Since l'kacha means one and not the other, the Torah is teaching. Kol hecha de ikar trei likuchin, di boy nosev hai, vi boy nosev hai, sharia. V'loi tarvay asirin. Where both yavamas are permitted, he chooses one of the two. Where he does not have the option to take either one, because one of them is an erva, they're both forbidden, even the tzara. Now by saying v'yibmah rather than v'yibim, the Torah teaches, b'mkoyim mitzvah shtein asuras. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, hi asura b'tzaras muteres. This halacha that tzaras erva is asur applies only in a yibim situation. But in a non-yibim situation, the erva of course is asur, but the tzaras erva is mutter. The Gemara further explains this pasuk. Yavama yava yaleha l'kacha loy l'isha b'yibma. The chachamim who learned the isur of tzaras erva from aleha derive the following halachas from the words ulakacha b'yibma. Ulakacha malamish shemegarsha beget machzira. The word l'kacha teaches that after yibim, she's like a regular wife who can be divorced by a get, and she does not require chalitza. Also, after the get, he may remarry her, as Rashi explains. We do not say that the Isser Eishes Ach remains, but rather the Isser Eishes Ach is nullified forever. Rebbe will derive these halachas from the word le'isha. The Chum learned from b'yimma that even if the yavim perform yibim bal karcha without the consent of the yavama, it's effective, and she becomes his wife l'choldava. Rebbe will derive this halacha from Yavama Yavai Aleha. The Gemara on the next daf will explain what Rebbe learns from the Gzer Shava of Aleha Aleha. As part of this discussion, the Gemara earlier taught the following halacha. In the pasuk V'isha l'chaisa l'istikach litzra l'gals r'vasa le'a b'chayeha, the word b'chayeha teaches a halacha unique to achais isha, kol she b'chayeha, l'ma'uti l'achemisa. After the death of his wife, he may marry her sister. However, kol she b'chayeha, afagaf din eskarsha. As long as his wife is alive, even though they are divorced, he may not marry her sister.